The wedding party I went to took place in a barn, amongst fields and cattle, no houses apart from farms. Moving away from the festive dinner tables, you could go outside for some fresh air, and outside you would be struck by the silence. All you could hear was the festive noises from inside the barn, and maybe some horses snorting. And late at night, you could sense the fields around you, but it was so dark. I had forgotten how dark it can get on the countryside. When you are celebrating a big moment in someone's or your own life, it easily opens up for deeper reflection about life. And moving away from the tables, going outside in the dark for some fresh air, opened up for that. And I looked up, and the night sky was amazing. Stars everywhere, with a depth that didn't seem to have any end. Some stars felt really close, almost as if you could grab them, and some felt far, far away. And suddenly, the word humble got a new meaning. A sense of wonder and humility towards God's creation. The deep night sky with all the stars. Maybe you can remember a similar moment when you become humble towards God's creation. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, Jesus says. And out there, it made sense. Your deeper reflections about life, what's deep within your heart, meet the nighttime sky with thousands of stars. Humble, you think. If God created this and this moment, what more is not possible for God that still creates? And humble, you suddenly also see hope and possibilities amongst the stars. Back to the festive dinner table. Some words from Jesus belong there. Sometimes they belong elsewhere, like under thousand stars at night. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Humbled, we can be filled with faith in possibilities and hope for ourselves, for each other, our society, and the world. And humble, we can sing to God. Sun, moon, and stars in the courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Amen.